Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
A question: are Christians the dregs of society? Joe Biden says so. Joe Biden says that Christians are the dregs of society. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is a threat to religious liberties in America. I believe that he is a threat to the freedoms that we have in our Bill of Rights, of all of the amendments that we find in the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment in particular. Joe Biden is a threat to our liberties today. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has said, if elected president of the United States of America, he's going to enact House Bill No. 5, which is called the Equality Act, introduced and passed by 240 in the House, and some 47 senators already signed on board with that egregious, God-hating, anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-Christian legislation. Here's an article that says, Biden vows to make Roe versus Wade, make Roe the law of the land. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he wants to make Roe versus Wade ruling, establishing a legal right for abortion on demand as the law of the land. During a town hall meeting, Biden was asked what he would do if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to succeed Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court overturns Roe. Quote, number one, he says, Joe Biden speaking, number one, we don't know exactly what she will do, although the expectation is that she may very well move to overrule again, he says, Roe. But the only response to that would be to pass legislation to make Roe the law of the land, Biden said. That's what I would do first thing. When I listen carefully, Joe Biden's already said first thing he'd do is to make the House Bill 5, Equality Act, number one. Well, side by side with the number one would be making abortion, murder by way of abortion, the law of the land. Ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God is very, very clear that murder is one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. And ladies and gentlemen, I've gone over it before. The Socialist Marxist BLM Democrat Communist Party, they are all against all 10 of the Ten Commandments. I can show you theologically, doctrinally, biblically, and politically, where our Democratic Party and the Democratic candidates, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, are absolutely anything they say and do is antithetical to the Ten Commandments and the Word of God. But Biden is he's making a promise. He's making a commitment. It's not a matter of if, perhaps, or maybe he thinks this. He is saying it verbally. He is saying it out there openly. And why shouldn't we believe him? Why shouldn't we believe him? How can a Christian, how can a person that says that they're saved, how is it possible for a person to, in any way, say that I'm saved and still vote for a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris ticket when we understand what he's saying he's going to do? Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's recently been done by President Trump recently signed the Born Alive executive order to assure that all precious babies born alive, no matter what their circumstances, will receive medical care that they deserve. I'm reading from here the newsletter from Jay Sekulow on the ACLJ. He is the chief counsel. He says, and I quote, every baby deserves a chance at life. Every baby deserves medical care and legal protection. But the abortion lobby is doing everything it can to block these protections. Now, will Joe Biden sign an executive order protecting the life of the baby, the executive order that assures that all precious babies born alive would be taken care of, contrary to the governor of Virginia, where he says that baby survives an abortion, put that baby over on the table, keep him comfortable until he dies. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the mindset of the Democrats today that's antithetical to anything that's called the Word of God. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden represents a major, major, major danger to constitutional liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, since we know that the number one priority for Joe Biden is the agenda, according to his own words, the agenda is to put in place, fully implement House Bill 5. Already has the 240 votes in the House, passed in the House with flying colors, as they call it. 47 senators already signed on to it. We already understand that, ladies and gentlemen. It's signed into, if it is signed into law, we need to examine exactly what House Bill 5 says and does. What is House Bill 5? What does it do? What does it do in relationship to morals and ethics and values and religious liberties and freedoms? Matt Staver, Liberty Council, says that House Bill 5 is a clear and present danger to religious liberties. Let me read you a brief blurb. In an urgent message, Matt Staver of Liberty Council warns us of an extreme threat to our religious liberties. With over 240 sponsors, the U.S. House introduced House Bill 5, wrongly named the Equality Bill. The bill elevates sexual orientation and gender identity, called the SOGI laws, to the same protected category as race. At the same time, it amends all federal laws to expand the reach of the government deep into the private lives and spaces of Christians. The implication of this bill are enormous. It removes all religious, listen, this is Matt Staver, Liberty Council. It removes all religious free exercise exemptions to the law so that it will apply to all churches, all Christian nonprofit organizations, all religious schools and colleges. In one tragic move, it elevates the LGBTQ concern of religious free exercise, free speech, conscience, and privacy. In one blow, it sets back any progress women have made because any biological male can legally be considered a woman and he is allowed to use the women's facilities or compete on all women's sports events. House Bill 5 expressly states that the right to religious free exercise under the federal law may not be used as a claim of defense. Notice now what he says, that the right to religious free exercise under the federal law cannot be used. They have blocked it. I've read it in the bill itself. It is where if this bill ever becomes law, and Joe Biden, keep in mind, I don't want to be redundant, but at the risk of redundancy, Joe Biden has said that the implementation of House Bill 5, the Equality Act, is his number one priority, his main goal, the first day in office, that he's going to make it law by executive order. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Staver says House Bill 5 expressly states the right to religious free exercise under the federal law may not be used as a claim of any defense against the implementation of that law. In addition, House Bill 5's direct impact, the law will create opportunity for thousands of lawsuits against religious institutions and religious people and Christians of conscience who will not allow them to embrace the LGBTQ doctrines. A better name for this bill, rather than Equality Act, is the Persecution of Religious Liberties Act, end quote. To make clear the far-reaching impact of this legislation, House Bill 5 will give SOGI laws and the LGBTQ issues the same status as race. Let me throw back again to a previous statement. The Democrats, the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, in their bill drafting and drafting Equality Act House Bill 5, they've taken the 1964 Civil Rights Act and they have basically inserted that statement, including sexual orientation and gender identity, and they have made that to basically take precedence over and displacement of any reference to race in the Civil Rights Bill of 1964. Further, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Staver says in his headline here that this represents a present danger to religious liberties and freedom. He further says it will immediately destroy the tax-exempt status of any and all churches, Christian organizations that do not comply, Christian private schools, Christian colleges, Christian universities that do not embrace transgenderism will lose accreditation and be unable to accept students who receive any government scholarship or loan. Matt Staver writes, House Bill 5 will transform churches, religious colleges, religious universities, public and private Christian schools, Christian curriculum, religious and private organizations, employers, employees, Christian employees, individuals, foster care and adoption agencies, Christian shelters, local and state and federal entities, private online websites, women's rights, and more. That's pretty extensive, ladies and gentlemen. That includes everything and every category of life in society if a Christian is involved in the ownership, the operation, the management, the leadership of it, whatsoever. It would force the Christian churches, the Christians, to deny the Word of God, to absolutely deny their Christian conscience in order to adhere to the law of the land. It would literally close thousands upon thousands of churches, Christian schools, Christian organizations, Christian adoption agencies across America. And that's exactly what the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party, if under the leadership of Joe Biden, would accomplish for the United States of America. It will totally secularize America and cause the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to be persecuted and prosecuted. And if it survives, it would have to be an underground organization, just as in China, just as in North Korea, just as is found in every Islamic jihadist nation around the world. So let's look at House Bill 5. Let's boil it down. Ladies and gentlemen, I've taken a great deal of time in analyzing House Bill 5. To sift out the essence of it for the broadcast today so that you'd understand the seriousness as the siren is warning us of the dangers ahead if Joe Biden becomes president. Number one, churches and Christian schools will be forced to approve and embrace the sodomite agenda. If you refuse to embrace it, if you refuse to teach it in the schools, if you refuse to hire the sodomite employees, if you refuse to do that, ladies and gentlemen, your church, your school, your Christian organization, Christian university will be summarily shut down by the federal government. We think it's bad enough, ladies and gentlemen, what's happened with COVID-19, with the federal government intruding itself into the right of religious liberties and shutting the churches down by fiat, which, by the way, you've heard me say 1,000 times on this broadcast for the past 7 or 8 months, that it's illegal, unconstitutional, and unenforceable, but they're doing that today, and churches, because of spineless pastors, are still hiding in the closet under the bed, and the churches are being prosecuted and persecuted. Secondly, churches cannot be exempted from the rules of the law that will be imposed on all of us if Joe Biden becomes president. Number three, biological males will be free to enter any women's bathroom, locker rooms, the restrooms, dressing rooms. They will be able to do so under the color of federal law, not just a local human rights ordinance, not just a state human rights ordinance, but under the color of federal law that will be enforced. Christian conscience will be violated, and believers will have no recourse under the Biden administration if Joe Biden is president. Churches, number five, churches and Christian organizations will not be allowed to print, publish, or distribute any material that rejects the LGBTQ agenda. Hear me, listen. If Joe Biden is president, churches, Christian schools, Christian organizations will not be allowed to print, to publish, or distribute any material that speaks in a negative fashion about the sodomite lifestyle. What are we going to do, ladies and gentlemen, with the Word of God? How are we going to stand and proclaim the whole truth of the Word of God if we leave that out? And yet that's what will be expected. And by the way, according to Revelation chapter 17, with the apostate church, the great whore church that it's called in Revelation 17, many religious denominations will embrace it just as they've done today, where they're having sodomite pastors and embracing sodomite members and saying that it's all about love. And if you love, then it's okay, regardless of what kind of love. Ladies and gentlemen, that will continue. But if it continues, ladies and gentlemen, in the churches, it's the great whore, the apostate church, that's talked about in Revelation 17, not the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Youngblood. You tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. If you want to get your 2 cents worth in, you want to have a word to say, if you want to ask a question, if you want to challenge anything that I'm saying, feel free to do so. The number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Do you think Joe Biden is anything less than a puppet? Do you think Joe Biden is anything less than a Trojan horse? You think Joe Biden will do anything less than he's already said is his number one goal, and that is to make the Equality Act, House Bill 5, become the federal law of the land? Ladies and gentlemen, Christian churches and organizations will lose their tax-exempt status with the IRS if they fail or refuse to fully comply with the law under the Joe Biden administration if he's governor, if he's president. Ladies and gentlemen, number seven, Christian schools will lose their accreditation for failure to embrace the sodomite agenda. Number eight, Christian literature and Christian churches and Christian organizations cannot use or print any curriculum that quotes the Bible verses that condemns the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, a Christian church, a Christian pastor, a Christian organization cannot quote from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, where it talks about the reprobate mind, where the scripture says that God's turned them over to a reprobate mind as a result of their sodomite lifestyle. In fact, Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through verse 32 is very, very consequential. It talks about he gave them up for uncleanness in verse 24. He gave them up to vile affections, verse 26. He gave them over to a reprobate mind, verse 28. Reprobate mind means depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly. And that's exactly what you find in that lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden wants to codify that in federal law to force every Christian church, every religious person to embrace it and to celebrate it. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it antithetical to anything that's called biblical truth for any human being to vote for Joe Biden or a Joe Biden administration. Please recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that under the Biden administration, Christians will face persecution and prosecution as not witnessed in modern history in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, religious organizations, including churches, will be forced to provide abortion on demand and pay for it in the insurance that is paid for by the religious organization for its employees. And here's another article, ladies and gentlemen. Christians, beware. Joe Biden declares his number one priority will be the Anti-Christian LGBTQ Equality Act. This article says, get ready for more attacks on people of faith if Joe Biden is elected president. Biden announced at an event in Ohio on Saturday that his number one priority, if elected, will be to enshrine all of the LGBTQ rights into federal law via the Equality Act. Contentious Orwellian efforts by left-wing bullies to silence Christians who believe biblical teachings on marriage and reject the view that boys and girls and boys, that girls can be boys and boys can be girls. Just like the racial justice and women's rights, we are seeing pushback against all of the progress we've made toward equality, Joe Biden said. Quote, you know, you've done as much for straight folks as you've done for gay folks and lesbian folks, Biden said, creating the LGBTQ advocacy group, which changes the attitudes of Americans on sexual issues. This is how you've freed so many non-homophobic straight guys, he said. Biden bragged to the group how he came out in support for same-sex marriage in 2012 before most Democrats did. Biden called the LGBTQ rights the civil rights issue of our time. Turning to the Equality Act, Biden promised, I promise you, if I'm elected president, it will be the very first task that I'll do, the first thing on my agenda. I will send a message around the world, not just at home. Ladies and gentlemen, this article is profound. Further, it says, where does that leave people of faith who refuse to celebrate the LGBTQ revolution? Biden doesn't say, but make no mistake, the Equality Act would result in widespread discrimination, persecution, and prosecution against all Christians and others who believe the Bible's teachings on sexuality and gender. Doctors would be forced to ignore science and perform transgender surgeries. Bakers would be forced to bake cakes for celebrating gay weddings. Students in school locker rooms would be forced to shower with members of the opposite sex. There would be no safe harbor for conscientious objectors. And they won't stop there. Eventually, they will tie in government permits and professional licensures to the issue. Refuse to perform a mutilation, generate transgender surgery on a teenager? No medical license for you. Refuse to march in the city-sponsored LGBTQ parade? Hand in your guns and your badges, bigot. refuse to teach kindergarten that they can choose their own gender, good luck keeping your teaching license and certificate. Refuse to hire homosexuals at your private college, no accreditation, you sucker. And it won't stop there. Eventually, they'll come for the churches also. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a Joe Biden administration and what would take place under that administration leadership. Churches and institutions can't say no to anything about the employee that may be a sodomite employee. He must include that type of employee if he adheres to the letter of the law under Joe Biden administration. A sodomite employee cannot be fired for being immoral based on the scripture under the Joe Biden administration. Across America, Christian bakers and those that are planning weddings and wedding planners and photographers will be persecuted and prosecuted if they refuse to perform a service for the sodomite couple. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden administration will destroy the First Amendment with the religious liberties and our freedom of religion in America. Ladies and gentlemen, America has watched the stage being set. We've seen the preview, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, with things to come, with the government's forcing the closure of the churches under the cloud of COVID-19. Today, we still have thousands of churches that are closed, and pastors are still being fined and jailed and prosecuted just for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to the congregation. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some that say that they're for Joe Biden. There's some in the evangelical community that say that. Here's an article that says, the 1/3 of evangelicals who support Joe Biden are not evangelicals at all. They may be believers who are making a personal secular choice, but they can't really call themselves evangelicals if they support pro-abortion, anti-church Joe Biden. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen. House passes the bigoted, anti-Christian, anti-Christ Equality Act. And it goes on to talk about what the Equality Act covers. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please. Do we have a call on the line?
What you're articulating is a series of things where fiat law or fiat rights replace constitutional rights, constitutional limitations, constitutional liberties. The First Amendment makes so very clear, Congress shall make no law with respect to an establishment of religion, nor prohibit free exercise thereof. Democrats across the United States in governor's mansions and mayor's offices they can encroach that provision, and they will prohibit the free exercise thereof. But they take a step beyond, go a step beyond with their laws, their rules, their ordinances. Duval County's experienced that recently. They decide, you know what, we're going to step into the religious arena, into the Christian arena, and we're going to take an establishment of religion and we're going to redefine it. We're going to reword it. We're going to by fiat, we're going to change the rules. They did that with the Marriage Equality Act. If they wanted to have a contract where two people, now we're equal treatment under the law, should treat each individual as an individual person to protect their rights, protect their liberties. Now, marriage is clearly defined in the scripture. That's not something that government came up with. Government decided it wanted to license it and charge for it. But marriage is defined in the scripture. Religious institution. Holy matrimony. So if anything, from a Christian person, perhaps government should be out of the business of licensing or governing marriage. What authority to redefine it? And it's interesting because you talked about all the institutions and the jeopardy, Christian institutions, religious institutions, and the jeopardy that they happen to be in if these SOGI laws if Biden does a nationwide constitutional amendment, or even gets the Supreme Court to do a step beyond the Obergefell, however you pronounce that, decision. If we look back in time in the past 100 years, the two largest sexual scandals have been the Boy Scouts of America and the pedophile priesthood within the Catholic Church. Each of those, it's interesting, Boy Scouts of America had a moral mooring, a foundation. Gays, homosexuals abused little boys within the Boy Scouts of America. And eventually, homosexuals pursued, they wanted to be admitted openly to America. And that happened. And you go, so, okay, the very individuals, the very class, if you will, of people that destroyed the institution. I mean, they're in bankruptcy today.
Yes.
Billions of, not because the institution did something horrible. Actually, they did. They hid this. But the real crime, the real assaults took place by individual homosexual pedophiles within the organization. And those same individuals now are given a protected status. And you go, hold on a second. So you can come in and destroy an institution and then be given protected status within the institution and bankrupt the institution. I don't understand
Keep in mind what happened was a group of sodomites wanted to be counselors in the Boy Scouts of America. They filed suit, and the courts said that they had the right to work in and be a part of the Boy Scouts of America. That's the fundamental rudimentary foundation of what ultimately destroyed the morals, the ethics, and the values of the Boy Scouts of America.
Well, I wonder, you know, how far do we ride this crazy train? Because, you know, would we give the same protections? Now, this may sound far out to somebody, but should a Satanist be ordained as a minister in a Christian church and have the government step in and say, you must ordain this individual a Christian minister, even though he is a Satanist, a Luciferian? Because these are polar opposites. This is oil and water when it comes to core values within Christianity. You can't say that this is okay because the Bible says it's not okay. And it's not to say I believe that you've had times in the past where homosexuals have been through government regulations, laws, codes, statutes, and ordinances, they have been treated differently than an adulterer would be treated or something, or, you know, people have thought it's okay to harm an individual. No, you don't get the right to go beat up on somebody. The Bible says this is sin, okay? And nothing you do governmentally can change the fact that this is sin. And we just call out sin and point out the need for a Savior for every individual alive on the face of this planet. That's
Absolutely.
Where our focus needs to be.
That's right. Absolutely. We need to, Greg, we need to pray, look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. It was Jim Caviezel. It was in the Passion of the Christ in 2004 movie. And actor Jim Caviezel says that if Christians want their religious freedoms to endure for future generations, they will have to fight for it because it's on the verge of being taken away. Greg, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.